And if even this advice is beyond him now, as he has run his course, let it at least be heard by the wealthy, who suffer from the same affliction and follow him to the grave. For although prior to this, through the intoxication of wealth, they pay no mind to such matters, yet at that moment when the sight of the deceased reaffirms these words, let them sober up, let them learn, reflecting that in a short time those will come to carry them to that dreadful reckoning and to suffer the consequences of their acts of greed and exploitation. And how does this relate to the poor, one may ask? Well, for many, it is satisfying to see those who have harmed them face punishment. But we are not satisfied by this, only by avoiding such pain ourselves. I commend you greatly, and agree with you in that you do not revel in others' misfortunes, but only seek your own safety. Well then, I will assure you of this too, for if we endure harm from others, we eliminate a significant portion of our debt by enduring it gracefully. Therefore, we receive no injury. For God counts the mistreatment towards our debt, not according to the principle of justice, but rather his loving kindness, for he did not provide aid to the suffering. How is this apparent, one may ask? The Jews once faced misfortune at the hands of the Babylonians, and God did not prevent it, but they were taken away, children and women. Yet this captivity later acted as solace for them in terms of their sins. And so he says to Isaiah, "Comfort my people, you priests, speak to the heart of Jerusalem, for she has received double from the hand of the Lord for her sins. And again, grant us peace, for you have repaid us everything." And David says, "Look at my enemies, for they are numerous, and forgive all my sins." And when he endured Shimei's cursing, he said, "Let him be, so the Lord may see my abasement and reward me good for this day. For when he does not assist us when we suffer injustice, then we are most advantaged, for he counts it towards our sins if we endure it gratefully."